We got action. We got more. We got drama. We got fun. We got more for everyone.
We got you.
So come on, get connected. There's an upgrade on us just for you.
My specialty.
More channels, more shows, more joy for you and the fam every day. DSTV, we got you all the way.
Master Sounds Music.
Arms of the beauty.
We play nothing but power hits.
They want me good, but I'm a biggie man, brother. They wanna see me cry, don't know why. Anyway, Mulungu, I'm a born a new life.
Calm
down, calm down. Yo, this your body, put in my heart. Fall lockdown, fall lockdown, fall lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, fall down, fall down. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl. Oh, young girl, no, tell me, no, 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 no.
We play nothing but power hits. Feel the power. We play nothing but power hits.
You dig?
Stop, stop, put it on TikTok. You don't stop, stop, hey.
Bringing you hot off the Press News from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
President Hichilema calls for AU reforms that deliver real benefits and boost intra-African trade. Government awaiting appeal filing as Lungu Barrio case nears conclusion. In international news, South Africa and Israel expel each other's envoys in diplomatic row. And in sports, 31 complete FAS e-license coaching course.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. President Hakainde Hichilema says reforms at the African Union must translate into real benefits for ordinary Africans and help unlock intra-African trade for sustainable development. The head of state was speaking after attending the third session of the African Union Reform Committee chaired by Kenyan President William Ruto, Samoei Ruto. President Hichilema stressed that AU institutions must become more responsive and result-driven, focusing on the everyday needs of citizens from marketeers and farmers to young graduates across the continent. He noted that Africa continues to trade more with the rest of the world than within itself, a situation he believes must change through stronger regional integration and enhanced cooperation among African states. The president reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to AU reforms, saying the ultimate goal is to ensure continental institutions deliver tangible, positive change for the people they serve. President Hichilema said Zambia will continue working with other African leaders to build an African Union that works better and faster for all Africans. Government has clarified that it is still awaiting formal notification from the Lungu family on whether they have filed an appeal in the ongoing legal process surrounding the burial of Zambia's sixth Republican president, Edgar Lungu. Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha said the matter has gone through a lengthy legal process, with the Lungu family initially seeking leave to appeal through various courts. Mr. Kabesha explained that the family first approached the High Court before abandoning that route and proceeding to the Constitutional Court. However, the Constitutional Court ruled that the matter should return to the High Court for permission to appeal. After the High Court declined to grant leave, the family appealed to the Supreme Court of Appeal, which on 23rd December 2025 granted them permission to appeal before the same court. The Attorney General said the family has been given up to 11th February 2026 to file a notice of appeal and outline the grounds of that appeal. He added that government's position remains clear, stressing the importance of laying the former head of state to rest with dignity, emphasizing that government remains hopeful that the matter will be resolved to allow for a dignified burial within the country.
We had a long process of the Lungu family seeking for leave or permission, let me be simple, seeking permission to appeal. They had gone to the High Court, then they abandoned it. The High Court, they went to the Constitutional Court. Constitutional Court in South Africa is the last apex. It's the apex court. And so in the Constitutional Court, they were told to go back to the High Court to get permission. High Court refused. Then they appealed to the Supreme Court of Appeal. And the Supreme Court of Appeal now, on 23rd December 2025, gave them permission to appeal to the same Supreme Court of Appeal. So they have been given 11th February as the last day. It could be on or before 11th February, they can file the notice of appeal.
A couple in the Kabadana site and service area of Lusaka has tragically died from electrocution after the wife attempted to hang washed clothes on a drying wire connected to iron sheets. The incident occurred on the 29th of January 2026. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi confirmed that the report was received at the Kapanana Police Post around 12:30 p.m. The victims have been identified as 29-year-old Amos Walia and his 24-year-old wife, Felistas Mulenga. Preliminary investigations revealed that Ms. Mulenga was washing clothes outside when she tried to hang them on a drying wire that was improperly connected to the iron roofing sheets. She was electrocuted in the process. Mr. Wanya, who was inside the house at the time, rushed to her aid but was also electrocuted. Both individuals were quickly transported to the hospital, where they were pronounced dead upon arrival.